Hi, I'm Michael, here at Haven. We're going to ask a few questions. So, who are you and what is Haven?
My eyes, a place for mental health patients to go that have been released from the places that have been, well, some people may say it's captivity, but other people see it as a way of helping others. And the way I felt, I was felt a wee bit captive at the time, but after a while I was getting better at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to others, see what they've got to say, and to me, Haven's been a godsend for me to be able to release tension, come here, do things, and we've been learning to do other stuff,
mm-hmm.
arts and crafts and that, and the football, everything is coming together.
Of course, yeah.
But we started doing the 5D diamond painting as well.
Okay.
And that's been very helpful for releasing stress and that.
Yeah, same question. It was really who you are and what is Haven to you?
I'm Kirsten. For me, the Haven is a safe space for people to come and talk about things that other people don't really want to hear about. Anybody's welcome, but some people that come here have some experiences that a lot of people find they don't really understand it and they don't know anything about it, so it's quite a good place to just sit and feel accepted and not judged. And
so for a lot of people it's quite an awkward conversation to
have. Hopefully it's okay to say that it's the hearing voices, isn't it, and what it gets to do with. So it's about some of the people that come here hear voices, and mm-hmm. people are quite ignorant about that kind of thing in society, I find. And it's just good to have somewhere that you can go and be honest about these things and not feel judged and have decent support. Mm-hmm. And I find the people here really supportive. There's not really anybody that's not like that at all. Everybody's really accepting, and I think it's good that it gets people to. There's also the peer support thing they do here, and I think that's good because I think it's important that you have peer support, because if you know what somebody else has been through, mm-hmm. it makes it. I don't know. It's something that nurses and things they can't really. They don't really understand, and they can't really. It's all the time that it's funny, because the people that do understand the things, well, it's not funny, but it's not really strange at all when you think about it. But it's more that the peers that understand mm-hmm. things that the staff just can't grasp, because they've been through the same experiences. So I think it's good that they do that as well. But I mean, all the things that they do here are positive things, and the music that they do as well, that's a good thing. That's a good way of getting out the way you're feeling about things, and it's good. It's quite therapeutic as well. All the things that they do, even the gardening, a lot of people like gardening and things like that. It's not something I like to do personally, but I'm not good at that. But it helps other people, they like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And everything they do is really helpful for everybody.
Of course.
So yeah, I think the main thing for me is the non-judgmental space, the safe space that it offers for people mm-hmm. that you don't get in other parts of society, really.
Hi, my name's Callum. I would quite agree with what Kirsten said. This really is a safe space where there's a lot of peer support, because you don't really find that the rest of society really understands. Mm-hmm. And it's a case of we've got support from the staff as well, should you ever need somebody to talk to and you want a bit of privacy. But it's a great place for development, really. I mean, we've got opportunities of working on reception or working in the kitchen. I do volunteer in the kitchen. It's actually helped with my creativity and trying to think of meals I can prepare and things like that to help people have a varied diet and things like that.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I initially came out to Haven for a film project mm-hmm. and really enjoyed it and decided to stay on. I was on the committee for a while as well. Okay. I'm also one of the peer volunteers that goes up to Carsew and talks to the patients there as well. I agree with Callum and Kirsten that it's a safe place that you come. There's no judgment. You can be yourself. You can relax. The staff are friendly and supportive. It's just a really nice place to be.
The Haven's perfect. Godsend. Especially when your mental health. I work in the kitchen like Callum and Kev says and Kirsten. Good volunteering. Keeps your mind occupied, especially when you've got mental health issues like hearing voices. I fight that every day, but Haven's a godsend.
What are your daily challenges, and if you've got any coping mechanisms that you would suggest or that are your coping mechanisms that really do work, and anyone can jump in for that one?
Well, I suffer with a range of mental health problems, and hearing voices is one of them, but the biggest problem I found for years before I got to know about the Haven was self-medication with alcohol. Okay. And all the psychiatrists and nurses and that say that a lot substance misuse and mental health problems go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And for years I'd be in the pub every day for hours on end drinking. But now I've got a development opportunity. I can come here, relax, have a cup of coffee, speak to people. Mm-hmm. And that really, really helps. I mean, another thing I use is music. Because something just to concentrate on, but I suffer with audible hallucinations as well, music going round and round and round in my head. But music's a good one, but even just having the TV on sometimes as background noise and just watching the picture, but trying to concentrate on the sound just to drown out that noise.
That kind of works for you.
Yeah.
I think for me what works is doing something that I really enjoy. Okay, there's good days and bad days, and just kind of accept that. But I think it's important to stay occupied, and having hobbies certainly helps to improve your mental health and your well-being.
What helps me to cope is a garden. The Haven's got a garden, so we all go up there and look after it. That keeps your mind occupied.
I do a bit of the gardening as well, and also do a bit of the football. And if I do diamond painting, I like to do everything that I can to keep myself occupied rather than being stuck at home.
So the next question is, what is your thoughts on the Full Shot Missile film?
It was a really enjoyable film to actually watch, and it was good that the people were sharing their stories about mental health, and I think that's actually important to get the message out there that to let people know what it's like to have mental health conditions. Really enjoyable film.
It was good to watch. There's varied conditions that everybody goes through in daily life, and to see anxiety, depression, everything given light. The story about the stigma and the story about the coping mechanisms and everything else goes hand in hand, and everybody feels that they might get better at some stage, but there won't be a quick fix for anybody.
So what are your hopes? And what's one thing, well, what do you live for? We had a film that was based on that. So what is the thing that you live for?
I suppose, yeah, friends, and I live for friends, and also, it's going to sound bad. I live for my dog. I love my dog, and that sounds really bad, but he does cheer me up. He just makes it. It's not actually my dog. It's mom and dad's dog, to be fair, but he just cheers me up, whatever. He always makes me happy, and he loves me regardless of who I am, and unconditionally. And no, mom and dad do as well, to be fair. That's not fair. Not to say they don't, but it's just, he's just such a lovely, comforting soul, really. I think for hopes for the future are that I learn to accept myself as I am, warts and all. I'd like to have a job. I'd like to help people in mental health in some way. Just maintain my mental health and stay well, really.
Family, friendships, and getting on with my life, and rather than dwelling on the past.
Mm-hmm. And is there a thing that you hope for the future?
Get back to work.
I would say it's hard to say there's any one thing to really live for, especially if you're trying to achieve a rich and varied life.
You can but, name the rest, that's fine.
But I would say that the one hope I've got for the future is that I hope to finish my degree one day. It was a real disappointment to me that I never got to finish it, but I hope I can. And then, as everybody else has said, find a job and do something useful with it. But whether that means moving abroad again or staying here, I don't know yet. But maybe one day go back abroad.
I think for myself, it's doing well in the training course I'm about to start. I'm doing a PDA, Mental Health Level 7 course through Perth College. Mm-hmm. It's quite an intense course. Yeah. It does draw on a lot of emotions with your mental health. I was on it last year, but I had to take a year out because it was just getting too much in me. So I hope that I do well and get a qualification. And like others that are in here, hopefully in the future, I can get back to some work.
So I just want to say thank you very much for you guys for taking part. You have been fantastic. Any last thoughts from yourselves?
No, nothing. No? For me.
Perfect. So thank you very much for coming along for our podcast today.